You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
So, but it was in front of us. Actually, we turned around and it's flopping around. I'll never get this image of this possum the way it was flopping. And I lined it up with the wheel and I like.
It's the best sentence ever, by the way. I'll never get the mental image out of my head of the way this possum was flopping.
And I went back over it. And I backed up and made sure that they were all no longer.
If you're disgusted by Mark's behavior, send him an email.
It's episode 138 of the Simply Human Podcast with your hosts, Mark and Rick, two human beings being human. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, it is real estate agent and author Rachel Adams. Great conversation with Rachel. What?
The text that our friend just sent us.
Oh, great.
Give it the exact wrong moment.
Then,
don't look at it, because you'll start giggling.
Then it's another humans, moderately funny edition of humans being human with the return of Zeb and the X-Lax story. And wrap up with our Simply Human tip of the week.
You're an idiot.
I will be bleeping that out. I'd already had that planned. And let me look at this.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We have speaking of Rick's Cop Corner, which we weren't, but anyway, I got pulled over today.
I meant to get some clarification because you're texting me while this is happening.
Yeah.
What did you – I mean, I'm assuming speeding. Is that the most common reason people are pulled over, speeding? That's got to be it, right?
You're the cop.
Not exactly like the kind of cop that makes a lot of traffic stops, though.
Well,
and half the time I had a car with no little radar in it, so I couldn't stop anybody for speeding.
Well, okay, so I was in my wife's truck. My wife has a truck. Because – I needed
your minivan was in the shop.
Shut up! I have a Malibu. I drive a Dodge Stratus because I needed to haul something, and I just got the truck registration.
Yeah, you needed to haul something. You had to haul.
Oh, I already had mine. Yeah, I already had mine. So, what was I going to say? I had to haul something. That's what I was going to say. So, I just got the registration done on the truck. Did it online. Got the inspection. Did it online. The whole deal. Well, I haven't done it on the Malibu yet, and it expired in June. And so it's a
Is this August? Yeah. Okay, it's August. Come
I know. On. I know. It's a good thing I wasn't in the Dodge Stratus Malibu, or I would have gotten that ticket. Well, so here's the funny thing. So he zips around, and he's right behind me, and I know that he's about to turn his lights on, you know.
Yeah.
And so I –
That's even for me, that's still at this point, and I have a get out of jail free card forever in my wallet. But even when I know, and I don't usually drive fast, but like you'll know when you're about to get pulled over.
Yeah.
It's been years since I got pulled over because I had a taillight out the other day. I didn't even know it was about to happen. But like there are times where like I'm on the road and I like going back from a trip and pass a state trooper in the middle, and I'm like, oh god, and he turns around like, oh god, oh god, oh god.
So with the state trooper, when you tell them you're like a city cop, are they like, city cop, and then they all get in like a fight, or is it like respect?
Yep, that's exactly it. That's a fist fight. He takes off his Smokey the Bear hat, a fist fight.
He's like, get out of the car, city cop, we're doing this.
I haven't been pulled over by Texas trooper ever.
Oh, wow.
And I got pulled over once by an Oklahoma trooper, but it was that's a funny story that I'll tell some other time. But I mean, it's not that big of a deal. It's the same thing.
We're sitting at a light. He's right behind me. The light turns green, and you know, we're kind of moving, and then he turns the lights on, and I was able to pull into like a you'd know right where it was. It was on Treadway. You'd know right where it was. And so this is the funny part. So he gets out, and of course I get out my license and everything. And
was it at Pinky's?
No, that's
okay. Then I don't know where it was.
So
there's an Abilene joke for all four Abilene people who listen to the show.
Yeah, and David and Chris, and that's about it. And so he says, "Hey, I got you speeding back there." And when I passed him, I looked down and I was going 55, and I thought it was a 45, but it was a 40. And he goes, "I got your speed back there," and I was like, "You get me going 55?" And he's like, "Well, 52. But so I like, "Oh, you were going 55. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, I wasn't going to write you a ticket for going 52.
Bump that up just a couple of notches. 55 it is.
Yeah.
Great.
So he checked out my registration and my insurance and all that and came back and he just said, just slow down and you're good. And I was like, "Oh, okay." Well, then I was like, you know what? This is a police officer. I want to back the blue. So I turned around and I pulled out my voice recorder. And it's for you. And he's like doing his little computer or whatever. He was still sitting there. And he obviously knows that I want to say something to him. So he rolls his window down. And I sent you the recording. I was like, "Sir, I just want to tell you, one of my best friends is a police officer. I'll bleep that out. Dang it." I just want to say, I can't imagine what you guys are going through right now. I just, appreciate everything that you do. And he was like, "Well, I appreciate it, sir." So he was really nice about it. So I backed the blue, Rick, and I sent it to you, and you responded with, "Idiot."
Would you, if you really back the blue, you would stop doing stuff that make police officers more work for them.
I would
You'd
stop
be like,
speeding.
"Hey, I'll drive the speed limit everywhere so that they won't be so overworked."
Dang it. You're totally right. Okay, real quick. You have
there's something. Oh, by the way, congratulations on not being shot at the traffic stop. That's good.
Oh.
So it's a step in the right direction for us.
Jeez. that's like the standard now. Like if you get shot, like
the bar's pretty low.
Yeah,
apparently.
Well, he just got shot in the hand. It wasn't.
Making jokes. I'm trying to be funny, but it's something that's not really all that funny, and I don't want to.
Okay, well let's move on.
Never mind. I withdraw. I withdraw the joke.
Withdraw the joke. Let us spin the Simply Human topic wheel. You have two options. You have vacation, and we have about 5-6 minutes here. Vacation talk or sock wardrobe talk?
Ooh, you know what? I could talk more about vacation talk, but I need to talk sock wardrobe because I need information about that.
Okay.
What regular people wear to work. Because
Yes.
To make a deal out of this, but I'm doing a new thing at work where I don't wear a uniform anymore. It's I guess you would call that business casual, slacks and a button-down shirt.
Right.
Okay. Well, I got all that squared away, but then I go, "Oh yeah, I gotta put my shoes on for my very first day on it." I was like, "Oh, I own like two pairs of dress socks."
You can't just like wear your boots. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's like I've never had like a regular human clothes like this before. So like, is there like some kind of like a trick to dress socks? Like, what are we?
Okay.
What's that all about?
Well, okay. So I also, without getting into specifics, have sort of changed what I'm doing for most of the day during the workday, and so what I can.
I full time at the truck stop on the other side of the partition with the hole.
Right.
In it.
I don't understand that, but
you're on the business end.
So I'm a businessman. Yes, I am. Thank you for saying that. I'm regressing. I'm going from wearing what you're wearing every day to like I can wear jeans and like a polo every day. So I'm having to sort of restructure so I don't need all of my dress socks anymore.
Is there a real difference in comfort between like slacks and a button-down shirt than like jeans and a polo?
I don't know if it's a mental thing or what, but I feel like there is. But you're right, like slacks are comfortable. You know, like it's not like slacks are uncomfortable.
Everyone complains about, "Oh, I got to wear the monkey suit again." Let me tell you what the monkey suit consists of. It's like a bulletproof vest and a super heavy belt. Boots and a polyester shirt that's all the time. Sweat. Yeah, that's the monkey suit. So
right.
I think, I don't think there's much of a difference between like jeans and polo and like whatever business casual.
Right. Yeah. I don't. I think I must just be a mental thing. Like, oh, I get to wear jeans. You know, like, wow, big deal. Right. So,
well, it could probably be like less. Like, I was, you know, you can eat in a more messy fashion with jeans. No one cares
right,
about that.
Right. You can get
ribs and wings
dusty
at your desk.
You can walk through like a field. You get dust
get
on your
stickers all over your
jeans.
Your jeans, and nobody cares.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Okay. So my sock drawers. Okay. I have my dress socks, which I can send you a link if you want. I found on Amazon there are these Dockers black socks that I started to buy because they're like they have this really bright orange thing on the foot, so you can't see it.
Yeah, I have some of those.
But then
like
on the inside, if they're inside out, you can still see them, so they're super easy to match up out of the laundry. Like I think that's why they do it. Like bright orange. Okay, there's the sock. Because like I have a lot of socks that are like have these really little patterns on them, and you can't really tell is this sock? What shade of black is this? Is it this one? Is it that one? So I went through just today and I threw away a ton of socks that either didn't match or had holes in them. And so my dress sock drawer got very very light today. And then
I'm very guilty of hanging on to the sock too long. Like when there's a hole in it, like I will continue to wear a sock with a hole in it for like a good sock, like three or four extra years.
Yeah.
Like there are socks in my regular rotation, my you know regular white tube socks that are at least 10 years old.
Yeah.
Like, is that abnormal? Or like, and if I could just go on Amazon sitting right here on the couch,
buy a six pack of
my phone,
socks,
and I could buy a six pack of socks.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, that's wasteful. I don't want to, because I'm so cheap.
Well, and I recently did this with my underwear. I went through and like threw away all of like my 10 plus year old underwear. And now all I have is like new underwear. Oh, it's amazing. You want to see? You want to see a picture?
Nope.
Okay.
Sure don't.
Okay. Well, so my shoes now, I don't have to wear dress shoes. I have like these sort of casual, you know, like the Sperry's top sliders and things like that. So I have these like these more casual shoes where I wear like black like no-show socks with them. So you can't really see them, but all those socks have been like missing or you know like there's just, you can't find them. So and they're smaller so they get lost easier. So I just bought like 9 pair of these like very specific. I tried them out first before I bought more, and they're marked left and right. They're Nike socks, and they're marked left and right. So I have put all of the L's in one stack in my drawer, and all the R's in another stack. So I will just come on and grab one from each stack, and then there it is, left and right.
I feel like maybe we are going a bit too complicated on socks when we have them listed left and right.
Well, I don't know. I like it.
I don't think we were meant to do that, right?
Your foot is a different shape, so if you're constantly switching, you're going to stretch them out in certain areas where if you were just to wear one sock on your right foot forever.
Hmm.
They're very
That's
comfortable.
That's actually a good point I hadn't thought about.
Yeah, I know. I just thought about that too. So, and then like, do you have like, are your socks and underwear and like undershirts and all that in one drawer, and then you have like a drawer of t-shirts.
I have three drawers. I have a sock and underwear and undershirt drawer, and then I have a t-shirt drawer, and then I have like a miscellaneous. It's where I keep like I don't know like
guns,
cargo shorts and stuff like that.
Okay,
lesser worn items.
Yeah, I have recently started putting all of like my undershirts and underwear in my closet because I found that I'll come out of the shower with my towel and like I'll end up in the in my closet, and so I'm in my closet. So instead of having to like go out to my drawer and come back into my closet, I've just got my all that stuff just right there, so I can just drop my towel very slowly.
Hmm.
Do it very slowly. What movie is that from? True Lies. Remember that? Anyway, and then I opened up a ton of drawer space when I did that. So now I have like the dress socks and other socks, and then I have like my shorts, and then I have my I don't have any cargo shorts because those are out of style, and then I have my t-shirts.
I'd forgotten about that when I mentioned a drawer of cargo shorts.
Then I have my good t-shirts, and then I have like my what I call like my workout t-shirts, which are like all my CrossFit shirts that I'm like embarrassed to wear in public. Just kidding. And I'll put.
Oh yeah, you're really embarrassed to wear them in public, except on every picture on your Facebook.
Whatever. Yeah. No, that was I haven't worn a CrossFit shirt in a long time in public, and
that's not true
and
at all.
All those shirts are out in my little out in the garage, and then I have my pants and my long my pajama pants and stuff down in the bottom drawer. This is super interesting.
See, we have the opposite problem. We have plenty of drawer space, but our master closet our master closet is very small, comparatively speaking, so we have to like maximize our closet space by just really filling up the drawers.
Right. That's what
Man, this is
You said filling up
filling up the drawers. Just that's called the Mark's mom special.
Or the,
I
or
can't
the Jack
believe
special.
We managed to fill an entire segment.
I know,
with
socks.
Sock and drawer talk. Yeah.
Okay, well let's start stumbling towards an interview with Rachel. And there's kind of a funny story.
Man,
and
when she finally listens to the show, she's going to be very disappointed.
I know.
The lead in that we're doing
well,
sock
for her
talk.
Show. Well, I tell you, there's these dockers that have an orange spot on them that are very easy to match up. Oh my gosh, what's happened to us? So there's a really, the beginning of this interview is ridiculous because we lose her for a second and we start talking about grandparents. Like what?
Yeah, this is a very 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 minor example of like this is what Mark and I can do that we feel like
no one else can
as well as us, and that is inane minutia talk
about anything.
So we start Skyping with her and with Rachel. And she loses connection, and she sends us a message. She's at a hotel. She's like, I'm going to go up to the room and see if the connection's better. So instead of stopping the recording, Mark literally just goes, rank your grandparents, and we do grandparent talk, which is really weird that neither one of us skipped a beat at all. So
I didn't
enjoy
that. I didn't rank my grandparents. Rick ranks his grandparents. Just really quickly, my maternal grandma and grandpa are one and two, and then so you'll get to yours, but it's the opposite basically. Anyway, before we get to all the business stuff, I want to mention if you go to simplyhumanlifestyle.com/store, there's information on the programming. I'm doing monthly programming. I'm working with people in town, I'm working with people remotely. I have people send me videos, and I will mark up the videos and take screenshots and show you here, you need to do this and all that. There are cool ways that we can do that. Technology. Hashtag. There's a donate now button on that page and in the show notes if you think what we're doing is worth anything and you'd like to help us get the train down the road, you can.
That's not how trains travel.
If you get the train down the canal, we would appreciate a little something. Also, I haven't mentioned this in a while. The multivitamin, the nutrients multivitamin, is still something that I take. It's still I'm still a big fan of it. We haven't mentioned it in a long time. The nutrients and the skinny fat oils. There's a coconut oil and like an olive oil mixture. Use our links to get to that, and we have affiliate links for that. And big fans of the Caltons. They've been on the show, Jason Amir Calton, and Nutrients. And call us if you would like, 530-42-HUMAN. I have during the hot dog segment, we are going to play a voicemail that we got here recently. So all that is happening. So let us get to our interview. Like us on Facebook, at SimpleHuman52 is all the stuff, and we'll mention it again at the end of the show. So let's get to our interview with Rachel. We talk about real estate, the sum of the five people you hang around, being honest with yourself, morning routines, a prosthetic belly button, positive affirmation, leading by example, a 90-day program, guessing your birthday, and the love toilet. Joining us today on the Simply Human podcast, so excited to have Rachel Adams. She is a top 1,000 real estate agent in the country and an author. Rachel, welcome to the show. Oh no. What happened?
Idiot.
Where'd she go? We lost her. Dang it. We were just talking and then she was gone.
Keep that. That's really funny.
That was funny. We'll just keep it going. Well, I want to tell the story of how she Oh, there she is.
There you are.
What happened?
I lost you. I'm so sorry.
I was like, Rachel.
I somehow lost you.
I said, Rachel, welcome to the show.
I blame Mark, by the way. I blame Mark for this.
Oh, that was funny.
Do you want to do it again?
No. That was really funny. I was like, welcome to the show. And there was just silence and Rick just cackling.
And then
you
silence. Get it?
An idiot. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so here's what happened.
Perfect.
Here's the story of how you are on our show today. So we had the Spartan Race founder, creator, Joe DeSena, scheduled for the show this week. Well, something crazy happened. We're scheduling him for next week. And so I just texted him and I was
that's
like,
exactly what I said, word for word.
Yeah. Right. That's right. So I texted him. I was like, hey, we need to find somebody for the show this week. Who do you want to have on who's been on before that we could just call up and say, hey, we're calling you tomorrow. We need you like for the show. I hit send on that text, Rick, and you don't even know this. And I get a, like the little email, ding, you know, and I check my email, and it's an email from Rachel saying, hey, like through the website, like, hey, I love your show. Uh-oh, who did we just lose? We just lost her.
I think we just lost her. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell the story. So, because she knows, because she did this. So we get, I get the email that's like, hey, I love your show. I think, you know, I've got some things that we can add to your show. I'd love to be on, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, perfect. So like I was driving and I emailed her back and I wrote, call me and put my phone number. I was like, I'm driving, call me. You like, so she's like expecting, I'm going to send this email out. I might not hear anything for a couple of weeks. And within like 30 seconds, she gets an email from me. It's like, call me. And so she didn't like, she was, I guess she's at this conference or whatever. So we start emailing back and forth and that's how she came to be on the show. Sort of. She's sort of on the show.
We were desperate for someone, and literally at that moment, someone was like, hey, I'd love to be on your show.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sounds good. Let's go get you booked right now.
Right. Like, what, can you do it, like, in 5 minutes? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not typically like that.
Right.
But, man, it just so happens that
–
what
perfect.
Was it my grandma used to say? When God closes a door, he opens a window.
Oh, I thought
that was
it –
That was my old person
I
voice,
thought it was but, normally – put it to my back. Did she not, did she not say that? No. Which grandma are we talking about? Your Nana
the
or
the
your
one that's dead? The
Gigi.
One that's dead.
Hold on. Speaking of that, before we get Rachel back on.
By the way, we're vamping right now because Rachel's at a conference and she keeps dropping out of Skype. So
yeah.
She just sent us a message. I'm headed to a hotel room.
Yeah.
So we're like, that's cool. Yeah,
we're gonna,
you know, whatever. So jump in whenever you get us.
We're going to guess her birthday. But before we get there, do you have grandparents still alive?
No, I do not. Thank you for bringing that up, Mark. I appreciate it.
What an idiot. You don't have any grandparents.
You're laughing. You're an idiot.
I don't have grandparents either. So.
Yeah, I didn't remind you of that, though.
I know.
Idiot.
About that. Which grandparent of the four, if you would rank them, 1 through 4, rank them. Who's your favorite?
I would go my Grandma number one.
Well, which one?
Granddaddy number two.
Hold on.
I'd call them different things.
But,
you know, call them different things.
Yeah, but like we don't know. So maternal or paternal grandma?
Oh, okay. Now I'm a scientist. I'm going to use words like paternal and maternal. Okay, sure.
Mastectomy.
I called my paternal grandparents. I called grandma and granddaddy, and my maternal grandparents we called Grandpa Joe, which was his name, was Joe. And somehow that turned into also Grandma Joe. Like Grandma, but we always kind of refer to them as one unit, so Grandma and Grandpa Joe. So
it was
like,
kind of funny. Grandma Joe would always go into the men's room with Grandpa Joe, and I had a mustache.
Not in North Carolina, she's not. Yeah! But like, I don't think we ever. I don't recall ever referring to her like by herself. It was always Grandma, Grandpa Joe. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what we would refer to her in the singular. He passed away first. And so it was just her left alone for like another couple of years. This is a very macabre story.
Yeah.
She passed away the morning that my brother, me, and Jackson were going to go to the baseball trip. The
I
first
remember
baseball
that.
Trip.
The Boston
Chicago,
trip?
New York, and
oh,
Boston.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
kind of ruined the trip. Way to go, Grandma.
The morning we were, well, she was really, really old, and it didn't really ruin the trip. Didn't ruin the trip. Didn't think about her at all.
Oh my gosh. This is like, we should use this for crosstalk and just, and then have Rachel come on later because this is great crosstalk. Grandma talk. Grandma, grandpa talk.
Okay.
So, okay,
let's
so
figure
it's.
Out a way to chop off the beginning and put the stuff at the beginning of that. I don't know.
Well, okay, so hold on. So it's paternal grandma. Your dad's mom was number one.
I would go her number one and her husband, my paternal granddad, number two.
Okay.
But I didn't see it's not a fair ranking because they lived all the way out in Lubbock, which is like 6.5 hours away.
Yeah.
And my mother's grandparents, Grandma and Grandpa Joe, lived all the way out in Lubbock. And my paternal grandparents lived in Duncan, Oklahoma, which was like
way far away,
3 hours.
Yeah.
And we saw them way more often.
Oh,
so,
I see. Yeah. Lubbock is not
really
close. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not fair.
Well, let's stop talking. All right, she's back. We had a little, I guess, why.
We'd run out of stuff to talk about there for a minute, though.
I literally said, like, okay, let's stop talking now. And then I stopped the recording. So Rachel is on the show. We've already done the intro, and I told everybody about how, like, I had just gotten off the phone with Rick, like, trying to figure out a guest, and then your email came through, and that's why I don't normally like email people within 30 seconds. Hey, call me right now. Like that is abnormal.
I know, and I was like, wow, this guy's really eager.
Yeah. So like,
it's like when you give a girl your phone number, and like, or like a girl gives you the phone number, and you don't want to like immediately go straight home and call. You're like, I'm going to play cool for a couple of days so she doesn't think that I'm a desperate loser. But then I could never do that. I was like, oh, call her on my way home.
You can, like,
or you don't even leave. You just call her right there to make sure she give you a real number.
Right. Ooh, yes.
Ooh.
And if it doesn't ring.
Ooh. Yeah. Not that I've done that, guys. Not that I've done that.
Lies. You have done that.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about your background, your origin story. Yes. How did you get to where you are now?
Well, I've been in real estate about 4 years now, and in my third year in the business, I had hit top 1,000 agents in the country for the Wall Street Journal.
Wow.
And so it was pretty exciting, and I was really intentional about, like, mindset was a huge thing for me. So I got real clear in the beginning that I wanted to be a top producer. So I quickly realized, you know, if I wanted to be a top producer, I had to act like a top producer and do the things a top producer would do. And, you know, I got very aware of who I surrounded myself with and all of that. But the thing that people don't tell you is that when you have such quick growth in your business, it can take a toll on some other things. So my real estate company heard about me and heard that I had, you know, was 30 years old and I had hit top 1,000 agents. And they said, oh gosh, come out to corporate and we'll shoot a commercial with you on how you lead your life and you can inspire young agents. And so I was super excited about it. You know, went out and bought a new dress and all, you know, got hair and makeup done and all of that. And I was a little bit nervous, though, because what I hadn't told anyone was that in those 3 years of building the business, I had gotten a divorce that I never dealt with. I gained about 30 pounds and, you know, I wasn't taking care of myself. I was putting everyone's needs in front of my own, family, friends, clients, and I was getting headaches and taking an Advil with a cup of coffee instead of drinking water because I also wasn't getting enough sleep. Right. Like, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
And so I ended up going to shoot this commercial and the woman interviewing me was named Nina Rowan Heller and she is a health and wellness coach. She's coached Matthew McConaughey and the executives of Microsoft. And she also coaches all the leadership in Keller Williams, my brokerage. And, you know, I'm there to talk about real estate and I'm so used to the real estate interviews that I just was ready for her to ask me about my career. And I was like, well, let me tell you, and you know, just my normal canned answers. And she stops me mid sentence and touches my arm and said, and how did that make you feel? And I'm kind of like, well,
I don't know.
It was okay. I mean, you do what you do, but you know, you keep trucking. And then I'm trying to get back into my normal pitch that I do. And at this point, you guys, I had been traveling around the U.S. coaching people on how to build a business and have, you know, work on their mindset. But what I wasn't telling people was that I was on 3 online dating apps and was trying to fill some void that I had in my life and, you know, was just, you know, going out for happy hours with girlfriends, probably too many nights of the week and just, you know, it's so easy to not put yourself first and to just get busy and feel like that's okay. And that's just where you're at in life. And this woman ends up, Nina, she ended up pausing the interview, asking the camera crew to go outside and said a quote to me. She said, Rachel, have you ever heard that your video is not matching your audio?
Those are some strong words.
Huge words, right? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, what's really going on here? And I burst into tears. And it was the first time in a few years that I had been really honest with her, but also with myself. And I just told her, like, I don't even know what I want anymore. I said, I my goal was to be really successful. And now I have that. And I feel empty. And I don't know what's missing, but something's missing. And so we just had this.
And yeah. Real estate's one of those jobs where, like, it's not like you're not like an accountant. You're not like a librarian. It's not, I show up at the office at this time, and this is when I leave, and that's it. Real estate is one of those jobs where you make as much money as you feel like working hard to make. And
totally.
So if you want to be a top producer, that's not a 40-hour-a-week job, yeah. A Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 gig. That's your phone rings. It's a client. You answer the phone, whether it's 10 o'clock at night or 2 in the afternoon on a Saturday. You're not, you know, this is a – probably 75 to 80 hour work week type of job.
Oh,
like
easily.
You want to be a top producer.
Totally. And I mean, I have a team, so I definitely have a lot of help and leverage. And at that point I was working until 9:30 at night. I mean, I talked about leading a balanced life, and I wasn't, you know? And so I had to take a really, we talked for 2 hours about what life could look like if I was really embracing authenticity and leading my life with intention, because the reality was so last year I closed 123 transactions and 31 of them came from Facebook, and I was so intentional about my social media. So I wanted to make sure I had the perfect car and all the perfect selfies and all that jazz. And reality is that's not reality. Like,
right.
No one shows what life can really be like. And I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, I'm on my fourth cup of coffee, because that wasn't what I wanted to put out there. But she helped me realize that my divorce isn't a bad thing, and that I had been holding all this guilt inside about it. And what could life look like if I was just open about it? And it was, a lot of people get divorced, and my marriage was unhealthy for me, and I chose to put myself forward. So it was a mindset shift. On the whole process. But anyways, long story, way longer. She ends up sending me home. I never shot the commercial, and I cried for 2 days. And just, I realized that there was so much more that I could do with my life. And so I said, okay, like, what's holding me back from being the best version of myself? Like, if I could really dig in and look at this, what could my life look like if I just removed a couple things, and who would I be, and what conversations would I be having, and who would I surround myself with, and what conversations would they be having? And, you know, Jim Rohn has this quote, it's one of my favorites, and it's, you are the sum of the five people you hang around.
Yeah.
And so I was like, who are my five? Like, what if I'm the average of the five I hang around? Like, I want my average to be really high. And at that point it wasn't. And for 90 days, I ended up taking out my two biggest distractions, which at the time was dating and drinking. And on day 69, I went back to a convention and I saw Nina, and I'm down like 25 pounds and my skin's glowing. And she said we needed to talk. And so we sat down. I flew to her house in San Diego, and for 4 days, we literally talked about my life and what happened over those 90 days. And I had journaled. So those 90 days became 12 topics, which became 12 chapters, and
yeah.
Now there's an app and book and workout videos and inspirational guidance videos to guide you.
Wow.
I have one in New England. Like, it's pretty cool.
So it sounds like, you know, one of the things that I always weigh a certain amount, or for short-term goals, like, if you want to,
yes.
If you have this vision of yourself that you eventually
absolutely.
Get there, and when you get to that point, then you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You're already doing that. What were some of the things that you started doing that this better version of yourself
was? I talked about it. I'm in San Francisco right now in California for the big real estate convention, and we were talking about the book on stage yesterday. And one of the things I talked about was a clean no versus a dirty yes. So it's a clean no versus a dirty yes. So
talk
a lot
slower.
Of times people, oh, you are giggling.
Because I said talk slower. Yeah.
I apologize. Yeah. Between that,
no,
and you're earlier, you said, between that and earlier, you said on day 69 of your challenge.
That's the kind of show this is. You know that.
Laugh, you said 69, yeah. And then that's Mark
okay.
Sends me a text and it says 69. Like, okay, I've had
so
it.
So you're 12-year-old boys is what you're telling me?
Yes, that
oh,
is exactly
yeah.
what we are. Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so on day, should I say day 70? It was day 69.
About day 70.
No, leave it at 70.
Okay, so now you're, because I said dirty, that's what got you on that?
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Go, okay.
Yeah.
I was already
you go take a
that.
Cold shower
yep.
And then come back. Okay.
I take a
so, clean, okay, so basically the idea is if you're saying yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And at that time, I had people saying, you know, clients saying, come to my party, or a lender, you know, asking me to go to a meeting, or a girlfriend asking me to go to dinner. And I would say yes, because I was a people pleaser, right? And I wanted people happy. And so I would say yes with the intention of either canceling last minute and not going, or I didn't want to go, but I felt guilted into it. So the difference of that's a dirty yes. When you say yes, yes to something, you don't necessarily want to go. And so many times, like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but my calendar is my assistant. And I am so intentional about how I time block. We have a whole chapter in the book about time blocking.
Cool.
Because I wanted to be really intentional about how I was spending my time and who I was spending my time with. And we all have the same amount of hours in the day, but it's like, how do you choose to use them?
Yeah.
So I started to just say clean no's. And for me, it was either I didn't want to go or I didn't have the time to. So I got really clear on what I was saying yes and what I was saying no to. My morning routine became a really important part of my day. I didn't really realize how important it was to, like, you hear, like, oh, eat a healthy breakfast before you get out the door. But, like, with business, you can have as big of professional goals as you want, but if you don't take care of your body, you're not going to hit those goals. Like, you only have one vessel, you know?
Right.
And so I got really, really clear on positive affirmations. I realized that I wasn't necessarily this person yet, but if I talked like that person and I acted, yes, like that person, and I constantly positively affirmed that person, I would become her.
Yeah.
One of my affirmations, it's silly, but it was, I am tight toned and I drink a gallon of water a day.
Yeah. Like on your, on that video,
overweight and totally dehydrated.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, on the video that it's on your website, which we're going to talk about, yeah, in a second. You know, like on the, like in the video, you, like when you make the change, whatever, there's this yeah, scene where you wake up out of bed and before your, yeah, feet hit the ground, you drink some like water with like has lemons in it that you've already,
lemon,
that you've, mm-hmm, prepared the night before, right? So you're intentional about,
absolutely,
your morning routine. So that's so big. Like, I saw that and I was like, oh, I'm gonna start doing that. Like just that one thing, mm-hmm, right there. Like if you, the night before, it's like meal planning. It's like planning, you know, putting all your workout clothes in a bag. So you've got all that. So you don't have to think about it. Like planning, like if I put all my stuff to work out in a bag before I leave for the day, like, I'm going to work out, you know, like, I'm not going to have gone to all the trouble.
Try sleeping in your workout clothes. You'll,
ooh,
feel real guilty taking them off.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's, yeah, it's brilliant. So like if you already make the little water with the lemon wedges in it and it's all this little thing and there's a little flower next to it and it's all pretty, like if you just like get up and like, bah, and just like don't drink the water,
totally,
you know, it's like setting up your environment to positively affect your behavior. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like,
well, and your body naturally dehydrates as you sleep. So my rule of having the water by my bed before my 2 feet hit the floor was that I wanted to treat my body well and take care, you know, because it like you get so run down and there's an entire chapter on water and I had no idea how incredibly, yeah, important it was as a foundation. And it's huge.
Well, and I'm going to nerd out for a second. Rick, will you please let
me
nerd out?
Well, by all, Mark Rogers is going to nerd out. I don't believe it.
So when I was taking cell biology shortly before I dropped out of the pre-med program at ACU.
Oh, boring.
So I learned something. I learned that like the H2O, right? There's one electron in the H2O molecule, right? Your body like uses those elements in like every like function, every cellular function in your body uses what water has, right? So if you're having to like strain water out of like Coke and, you know, just other like liquidy substances, you're not going to be able to function from your base level like efficiently. But if you're like you said, like
totally,
like I'm gonna start doing that, like tonight I'm gonna get water. I have limes, so I'm gonna do lime in my water. I'm gonna,
cool,
set it next to my bed in my Dallas Cowboys cup, and mm-hmm, that's what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna start that tomorrow. I'm so excited about that.
Good. And by the way, I totally look like that when I wake up every morning. That's real.
I know. I love those. I wish that we could all like I, Rick's gonna make fun of me, but I used to do like a selfie protest where I would like take like I would make myself look as absolutely horrible as possible.
Hideous.
And like I feel like everyone should like take a selfie like as soon as they wake up, like within 30 seconds, like, oh, like everyone's all puffy and it's just your hair's all crazy. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, like, what – I know there's 12 chapters, but, like, what are some of the things that you feel like people are, like, most – well, you know what? Let's do this. What – okay, you drink your water and your feet hit the floor. What is the rest of your morning routine?
Well, for me, it's – I actually have a – it's funny. I made a little YouTube video right in the end of my 90-day, and I showed my morning routine. And it was – I do have a simple workout routine. It's like 10 minutes and, I'm not kidding you. Like after that, I got some like rockin' abs after this. I have like, I have a before and after that's on second, cause you guys will find it funny. So I do a lot with social media, but I haven't rolled myself from the 90 days and posted on Facebook and then boost the post.
Oh people. My gosh. Yeah.
Like one lady was like, oh, I'm sure your belly button's real.
Like, I drew it on there with a Sharpie.
I don't know. It was like the comments are really funny. Like,
well,
I almost
belly buttons and I put them all over my body. So
that's healthy. That looks really good. Yeah. Also, that's cute. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, so there was working out. So water in the morning, like right when I woke up, I would have positive affirmations. I would say every day. One of them was, I'm a leader and I am healthy, happy, and full of positive energy.
It's like those are almost like in meditation, like that's what a mantra is. It's like something you can focus on. You don't have to meditate and just think like practices of meditation. You can do mantras. Like there's one that like, kind of reminded me of that. You think he be healthy and free from illness. May Rick, be calm and peaceful and like give yourself positive affirmations. And I think there is a psychological, So, okay. So now, and we are, let's see, let me check the time right here.
I do have a question.
Okay, cool.
So what, you've talked about some of the benefits in your personal life. You lost weight, your skin was glowing, yada, yada. Felt better about yourself. How did this impact your business? Did it make you more productive or was it about the same or did it have any impact at all?
You know what? The cool thing about it is my business increased. So I think I went from 19 million to like 35 or so. So like business increased. But the cool thing was when I started to respect myself more and be really intentional about my time, my clients started to respond in suit. So what would happen, for example, is like we talk about time blocking, right?
Right.
So I would tell my clients, okay, we are going to, I'm available till 7 p.m. at night. And before the 90 days, I didn't set boundaries with them. I'm like, you can call me anytime. So they call, I tell them I'm available till 7 p.m. at night. Now, what would happen, you guys, is say you are buying a house from me and it's 9:30 at night and you popped a bottle of wine open and you're sitting on your couch, you're looking at properties and you see one. You're like, oh, I'm just going to text Rachel real quick. Now, I told them if there's an emergency, they can call or text me and I will get back to them as soon as I can. Well, they text me at 9:30 at night, property we want to see.
It's not an emergency.
If I chose to write them back, then I've now set my new boundary with them I'm available till 9:30 at night.
Right. Now, if they say, like, my house is on fire, send help, then you're obviously going to respond because that is an emergency.
Totally.
Yeah.
And
the nine and the one keys on my phone don't work anymore. I can only call you and not 911.
Right.
Right.
I'm being robbed right now.
Help me. But, yeah, I mean, my business definitely increased and I was more productive too, because what actually ended up happening is 3 months after I wrote the book, I met my boyfriend, Ryan, and there is a chapter, there's a couple chapters that are always standouts for people. And one of them is it's called Your Relationship Standards and Allies. And I feel like with business, I've always had goals. You ask me what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, how I'm going to get there, and I have a business plan. Well, I've never done that for my personal life. So in my 90-day journey, I had taken a journal and I wrote all the words that mattered to me in a relationship. And then next to the word, I wrote a paragraph about what the word meant to me.
Huh.
And at the time, I kind of thought I was just sort of like figuring out my next boyfriend. And what I realized later is I was setting a standard for what I would and wouldn't allow in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. Ryan is my list. He's everything on my list.
And not because of luck, right?
What'd you say?
I said not because of like luck and not because of like, oh, the stars align. Like you set parameters and you would not settle for anything other than that. So of course he's going to fit your parameters.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so many people are like, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to get a new hobby, and I'm going to do this so I can meet the right person. And the reality is, when you are leading your life with intention and you are leading your life at a high level, you attract the
yeah.
right person
yeah,
to
yeah.
you. Like, he wouldn't have been, he probably would have been physically attracted, but he wouldn't have been attracted to the girl before the 90 day because I wasn't ready for him, you
right.
know? And now, like, I'm in a completely different place mentally. I'm so sure of who I am. I know exactly what I want. And everything changed for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so good. Well, okay, we have a few minutes left. I want to give you a chance to promote yourself and tell everybody. I know we had talked about like a 3-paragraph something or other treat. Tell everyone about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, the way that the program works is we have a new program. A new 90-day program starts every Monday of the first Monday of every month. So our next one starts September 5th. And the way that it works is you get a chapter assigned to you, and with the chapter, you also get an inspirational guidance video sent to that day. Now, the video is Nina and I kind of walking you through the chapter. One of the chapters, we talk about how to get like 6-pack abs while you drive, like fun stuff. And then the book is done in such a way that the first half of every chapter is called Rachel's Journey. So it's why I went through what I went through. And the second half is called Nina's Knowledge. And it's kind of done
cool.
workbook style for the reader to really work on themselves.
Awesome.
And then they also have an app, and the app is basically the idea is self-improvement, like personal development anywhere you go. So there's a journaling function, track your water, your foods, your workout, how to dress for your body type, clean eating, grocery lists, eat this, not that, progress pictures. Like, it's pretty cool. And then there's a 90-day Facebook group that you get plugged into. So every day for 90 days, you have support and accountability throughout the program, because most people get a personal development book or they read a business book and they like it and then they never implement it and it goes back on their shelf.
Bunch of small mini habits and mini MINI.
Absolutely.
And that's is doing the little things. And if you've got our ancestors didn't journal, live in the culture that we do. And I think there are very beneficial things to having like we've talked about, like you said, setting the parameters. Like, it doesn't have, it's not just about with your clients, with your business. It's not just a 7:30 is your journal time from 7:30 to 8. And you can be very rigid about that. And I think that's you're really on the far end of the spectrum, getting into a dangerous level. Every aspect of your life, work, personal, with your relationships, with your working out, with your friend, to being the best version of yourself.
Absolutely.
And it's lost2found90.com and the20.com. And then if they go
they can actually go. And then if they go to the free previews, there's a button on the left-hand top corner. They can download the first 3 chapters of the book for free.
Awesome.
As well as watch one of the inspirational guidance videos, just to kind of get a taste of what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of what it is. I know, I learned about it yesterday, and just in an initial glance, I'm a big fan, and I encourage everybody to go to that website and check it out. And we need to do 2 things, Rick.
We're forgetting.
Yeah, so one thing we're going to do, we're each going to get 2 guesses of your birthday. And I don't know, Rick, should we tell people to not give us hints? Or should we keep with the no hints?
I don't care. Yeah, no hints is fine. Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
So no hints. We're just going to randomly guess your birthday. We've gotten very close. Rick has actually gotten it once.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going March 23rd.
Do I tell you if you're right or wrong?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you have to say right or wrong.
You're really wrong.
Okay, good.
October 21st.
You're wrong as well, but closer.
10/21. That was the that was the date of the only game I ever started at ACU, Rick. That's a special day.
Oh, my God!
June 4th.
Negative.
Okay, Rick, last time.
November 11th.
11/11.
Negative as well.
Oh, what is it?
Okay.
September 20th.
Oh, 9/20.
I was actually going to go with 20th. September. I was like, okay, she said it was really close with October. I'll go November, but I wasn't going to go 20th, so
yeah.
Okay. There we go.
September,
I'm going to be turning the big 3-2, guys. Watch
wow.
out.
Well, just...
you're just a youngin'.
7 more years.
Yeah. And then the last question. What is one thing you enjoy about life, or something you do to make life more enjoyable?
What's one thing I enjoy about life and one thing I would – wait, say it again?
One thing you enjoy about life or something you do to make life more enjoyable. It could be like a hobby or something that you do that we hadn't talked about.
Well, golly, you know, I'm a big believer in creating like a sacred space in your home.
Yeah.
So in my home, you guys are going to freak out because it's keep your mind clean. Okay. Because
no,
when I say it, you're going to take it the wrong way.
Oh my gosh.
It's called the love chair.
Oh, the love toilet.
What it is I feel like there are so many things that are, especially if you have someone at home that you love, or if you're single, it doesn't matter. Create a sacred space in your home where it's some place where you can just really like unplug and focus and be present. So for me, it's called the love chair. And Ryan and I, when we get home, we sit down on the love chair and we literally talk about like the high and the low
cool.
of our day.
Yeah.
And it's something where we can completely be present with each other. And we
no phones.
No phones,
no technology.
And we call it a tech timeout. And so no phones are allowed on the chair. And it's just like this place in our home where we can connect. When I was going through my 90 day, I had a place on, I had a different home, but I had a little couch with pillows set up and a candle. And that's where I would journal. And it was just like one place where for me, it was like, this is a special spot where I can just kind of like unplug and dig into where I'm at right now.
Awesome.
That's where Mark has a love chair in his house, him and his wife.
Easy.
It's really more of like a swing.
No, stop.
Stop.
Hey, Rick, do you remember the SNL commercial, The Love Toilet?
No.
Remember that? It was like a love chair where like it was like two chairs facing each other, but it was a love toilet. It was like two people sitting like facing each other.
I'm pretty sure that no bodily functions come out of me.
What would you be like? Let me refer you to some other realtor. Would you like try to find
the love toilet?
I am to please, my friend. I am to please.
That's awesome. Well, Rachel, thank you for emailing us. It's such a really appreciate you being on, and this has been awesome.
Sweet. Thank you guys so much for having me.
You're listening to the Simply Human Podcast.
Thank you, Rachel. We mentioned her website. It'll be in the show notes. I strongly recommend all of you to go check out her stuff and at least watch her little video where she's like wakes up out of bed and she's like, she made the joke about it. That's how she looks every morning because like her hair is all done and she's like waking up out of bed. It's kind of funny. Very glad that she so timely emailed us. Okay, it is now time for the Humans Being Human segment. Zeb was on a few shows ago and we talked about the impressing girls by jumping over a fire. Well, he had another story that he wanted to tell, and this one involves X-Lax. But before we get to Zeb, I want to play a text really quick. It's a 9-second text, a 9-second voicemail. Here it is.
All right.
Hey, just letting you know, I'm going 69 miles per hour, and I passed a Bluebell ice cream truck. So, enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you for that. That was not Lonnie. I don't know who that was. Jefferson.
It was not Lonnie.
Wait. Maybe that was Lonnie. It wasn't his number, but it was the same city, and it kind of sounded like him, so I guess it was Lonnie. All right, thanks, Lonnie. And here's Zeb.
Fart.
You can say fart. Fart is in play.
Flagellants.
Flagellants is in play.
But
so, listeners, I have
now that it's recording. I don't know.
I have.
But we're having flashbacks to Mark Rogers recording his podcast from the truck stop restroom because it's very echoey where you are.
I know.
Because
step aside one.
Step a little closer. So I have Zeb from the Impressing Girls story. Stop. Zeb has the microphone in his mouth. He is standing next to me, and Blake is also here. Blake from the A Confused Identity Special Olympics story, and from the Party Bus story, and from
the Party Bus. The Party Bus is still, I think that might be my favorite Humans Being Human ever.
It was like
the best story.
The second one ever. And
yeah,
also,
it's all downhill from number two.
And then also, Blake, from popular shows such as I Forgot My 10-Year Anniversary.
Yep, that's me.
We had like,
it was actually Zeb.
So come closer.
It was actually Zeb that was the one that sent me a text at 8:30 p.m. on my 10-year anniversary saying, hey.
And then you texted me, I forgot my 10-year anniversary. Yeah. And my first reaction was, well, I mean, you seriously, like, there we have, you come sleep on our couch.
Everyone was in on it. Like, there was a group thread that I was not a part of saying, I wonder when Blake's going to realize this is our 10-year
anniversary. No, I texted you as soon as I knew. And I was like, hey, bud, you might want to go buy some
flowers
or something. Go
chocolate,
to H-E-B.
Snickers bar or something. Okay, so
are you hang on. Are you still married, Blake?
I am. I'm actually.
Okay,
actually
good.
Like,
okay.
Not a big deal. She laughed it off. I'm very.
God,
glad.
That is unbelievable.
I know. Evil laugh, I know. Though. That's right.
Wow, lock that up forever because the rest of us would be like, oh my god.
Never once. She it's like she knew it was coming. She expected it. she didn't skip a beat. She was totally cool about it. Yes. She's like, we'll do our 10-year on our 11, so we're doing it next year.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Makes a good story.
Yeah, it does.
I got in huge trouble last year because I wanted to run a lifelong dream to run a marathon. I'd finally been able to do all the training injury-free, and I scheduled one. Our anniversary was on like a Wednesday, and I wanted to run the race like that following weekend, like 2 days after our anniversary,
which is totally reasonable.
I thought it was
a 10-year anniversary is not a week-long festival. I mean, it's one day,
right? Well, unbeknownst to me, she'd been getting really mad about that for like 2 months and never said anything until like 2 weeks before it. So basically, last second, I have to like scramble and find another
eggs?
Race. There happened
scramble
to be
eggs.
One a couple weeks in the same area in a couple weeks, so really, you know, everything worked out. Yeah. But that was I cannot believe that you managed to forget it entirely and forget you. You're ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, so Zeb, last time he was on, he mentioned, and my wife just walked in. What? Halen is not in here. What? We have to stop recording now. My wife just walked in the room. She's like, what are you guys doing in here? Why are y'all crowded around the computer in the corner?
It's like us using Jackson's computer to look at pornography in college.
I wasn't there for
that. Oh, you don't.
Not
remember that.
Okay, so Zeb is here, and he told that he had a couple other stories, and I believe we wanted to have Zeb back on and tell the X-Lax story, and I believe it involves Blake?
No.
Nope.
No.
Phone call.
I mean, it involved me in that I helped keep it a secret for many years, and I knew it was going down, but I wasn't there.
Tell the story.
Okay.
I just hit him in the face with the microphone.
Yeah. At least I think it was a microphone. All right.
So pretty simple story, really.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple story. Hold it right there. Let me give you a little bit of background.
I other details, though.
Right, right, right.
The perspective of the friends.
Right.
He thought he had it
coming. When I called you.
Yeah.
So I lived with probably four other guys
college.
That I went to high school with. I lived with them
in high school,
all in college.
Yeah.
We all went to A&M.
I was
and,
the only one that split off from the group.
Glad you did.
Thank you. Okay.
And so we lived together, and obviously we didn't go to class or do much of what we're supposed to do. And
why?
Because.
Just kidding. Sorry.
Okay. So, anyways, I guess the whole reason why they did it, I found out many years later, was because
they don't know what they did yet.
Yes. No, I know.
Okay.
But I'm getting there.
Okay.
Just let him tell the story.
The whole gist of it, I guess, was supposedly that I didn't go to the grocery store with them, maybe
no.
A few times.
Yes, but no.
Yeah.
Hold on, hold on. Blake is saying yes, but no. Blake, would you like to tell us why?
So the other roommates were angry at Zeb.
Why?
Because Zeb would take dumps in the other bathrooms and leave them.
I'm giving Zeb a high five because that is
so,
something
like,
that I would
do. He did it over spring break. He'd take it down and leave. He'd sit there for a week. Did it over Christmas. Did it, he'd do it all the time. In other people's bathrooms.
Will Alexander, Rick, did that to me in Cliff's room over Christmas break, our sophomore.
That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Also, they said like they had a schedule for doing the dishes, and whenever Zeb's turn, he would do the dishes at the first, like it'd be like dinner's over with, Zeb does the dishes over with, and then the next person's turn, they would wait a week, and then they'd be like, "That's not fair! I'm doing all the dishes."
Isn't
well,
that
I so
you do the dishes? You do them after dinner.
Right after, yeah. So I'm on Zeb's side for that.
We did have a schedule, yes,
yeah.
And that was maybe I guess that was part of it, but pretty sure you do the dishes after you eat.
And there's something about the girl. Yeah, did they say that you didn't buy your share of groceries or just didn't go with them?
I didn't go with them. Yeah.
All this to say, Zeb was not earning his keep, so they were going to play a prank on
that,
him.
From their view,
right,
yes.
Right.
Of course, they all did
five guys
things.
Yeah. Five guys in the house, four of which thought Zeb had it coming.
Yeah. And if you don't have a crazy neighbor, you're the crazy neighbor. Exactly. So I would say that they were accurate.
Zeb is difficult to live with.
Yeah. Okay.
I am not. And so basically one night they said, hey, let's all go eat steak at this awesome steakhouse in the middle of nowhere. I don't even remember where it was, but it was not in College Station. So we all went to this steakhouse, had a wonderful dinner, best steak like I've had in a long time. Great. And started coming home. This is the middle of the cold time or winter. And so we all decided, or somebody asked in the car on the way home, hey, y'all want some hot chocolate? Let's make some hot chocolate.
And you like hot chocolate.
I love hot chocolate.
So you're like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's do hot chocolate.
Marshmallows, you name
it. Is this before or after Dumb and Dumber came out?
Totally after.
Okay. Yeah. So this is
way after. This is like 10 years
okay,
after.
This is because of Dumb and Dumber, I'm sure.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
So our normal routine was pretty much every weekend at some point play 42 with dominoes until we end up passing out or something. You know?
Plus 27.
Yep. So we sat around the table, played 42, came back.
Just playing 42 and drinking hot cocoa.
Oh,
hot
what
cocoa
a great
and
night.
Drink and alcohol.
After you just had this big steak dinner.
You love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we sat around, and so, you know, around guys, you can pass gas.
Oh, sure. I do it around anyone, really. Yeah.
At Rick any knows. Time you want.
Rick, anything you want to keep cool. six packs of the soda.
I don't know if you've ever tried to release gas, and then during the release, immediately you perk back up. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoop. And you
realize that fart might only be about 72% gas. You're like, oh, God.
Exactly.
I had one like this at work the other day. I was going to the bathroom in a parking lot because I was in the middle of the night. And I audibly gasped. I was peeing and I was releasing some gas. And I just went, ah! And then like zipped up and got my car and drove to the police station as fast as I could.
Oh, so that's what I did. I sat there and I tried to let her rip. And
you've had about a couple of servings at least of X-Lax at this point.
Well, and,
oh, God,
and let me tell you, when they gave me
the
whole story.
Yeah.
God, Mark.
No, I'm just kidding. No, when they gave
I called it the X-Lax story. I mean, it's yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
When they gave me the cup of chocolate cocoa, you know, I drank it down, no problem.
Yeah, yum. Cocoa.
And Jim.
I know Jim. A-team.
Yeah. Okay, Albert, Jim, me, Grant. That was the guy. And Zane. Anyways, Jim looked at me and said, hey, why don't you give me the rest of that cocoa?
Oh, because you had been drinking it. They were worried that he was going to
And yeah, I already had one. Yeah. And I said,
oh, I got it.
I said, F you, it's mine.
So he was trying to protect you
in a ways.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the pharmacy story? So halfway through Zeb's cocoa, the guys start getting. They put an entire box of X-Lax
entire box.
Maybe they thought he
wasn't
going to drink the whole thing.
It was 12 servings. Well, they just didn't think. They just shoved it in there and gave it to him. They didn't really think much about it. But they put 12 servings in one cup.
Chocolate X-Lax in the chocolate cocoa. Yeah,
so it tasted good.
So when they, Zeb's halfway through it, they call the pharmacy. Albert is a buddy of ours. He's a pharmacist. And said, Albert, dude, we just give Zeb a bunch of X-Lax. And, you know, we just want to make sure it's safe. He's not going to die or something. And and Albert's response was, I mean, he'll be fine as long as you.
Albert was not there. He was the pharmacist.
They said they called him.
But they called Albert.
Right. That's what he just said.
Okay.
Called Albert. Yeah. Called Albert on the phone.
So what did Albert say?
Albert said, he'll be fine unless you gave him
a whole box. So that's what Jim was like. Maybe you should.
Jim said, yeah, we did. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
We did give him the whole box, you know, and then followed by Albert just dying laughing, you know. And then,
okay, that's a good sign. Yeah.
And then he said over the phone, "He's gonna effing die."
So
Jim at that point tried.
I have my own microphone.
Yeah, Jim tried to help him out. He's like, "Dude, let me have the rest of your," you know, but he didn't want to tell him what he'd done. And Zeb said, "F you, This is my Coke.
So Jim's like, oh, no, F you. Okay, you just keep drinking it.
He did. Exactly. He's like, okay. With his evil grin.
So you finished
it. Yeah. No problem.
And then was was it immediate?
No, give it back.
30 minutes?
Yeah. About
30
minutes.
And then what happened?
So this was that fart I was trying to let out. And it became a short immediately. And so you puckered. And it's like, oh, okay.
Gracious alive. Mercy.
Let me take a little break, you know? I'll be back in a second, guys.
And they all knew.
You know?
Yeah, they're all like, oh, man. He just had 12 servings. 12 servings.
So was it like Dumb and Dumber on the toilet, that kind of a thing?
The first time, yeah.
He said,
I mean,
well, it was funny to me. Like he said,
the first
time. What like Zeb's response to me was, my butthole was dry heaving.
Oh God!
Because he was done.
There's nothing in there, but his
later.
Body was still. Yeah.
So the first time goes, everything's fine. I come out, no major thing. We keep playing, but as the night goes on,
every so often
I gotta go, man. You know,
all night.
All night.
So did you like couldn't sleep that night? You just kept having to get up and go, or like
God. I was sitting in the like toilet area just waiting. I would sit on the toilet.
Did you think you had the stomach flu or something? Or?
Yeah, thought I had a bug. Yeah. I sat on the toilet
and
for
long,
like an hour.
Two to three years later.
So they didn't say, hey, we.
No.
Zeb thought.
This was all a secret.
Food poisoning.
Because they knew I'd kill him.
He does have guns. So when you had it, okay, now real quickly, because we're at 14 minutes. What, tell me this, when they told you, how did that go?
Years later, we were out at whose place? Yours?
Yeah, it might be Brady.
Out at Blake's place. And, you know, we're sitting by the fire, and they slowly start to tell me, like, you know, everybody the story. And they're like, everybody knew. Because everybody started laughing, you know?
Yeah, it's a big joke.
And you're not a part of it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What's so funny?
Yeah, what's so funny that I drink kind of
what you eat your burger and find out?
So this, I'm so good that I wasn't there back then, because upon your first sip of Coco, I said, I hope we put X-Lax in your drink.
Yeah, I was just about to say, Mark would have totally ruined this by like doing the Dumb and Dumber there. He would have ruined it.
I went more than six times that night on the pot, you know, like just sitting there for 30 minutes at a time, just waiting because it was going to come again.
Yeah.
You know, and then like one of our buddies came over the next morning and said, man, who threw up? Like the next morning, and, like, demolished
my butt.
The toilet. Yes.
My butt.
My butthole did.
Because it was so bad.
That's amazing that they were able to keep it
major splash
a
factor.
Secret for that long.
Yep.
That is so amazing. Yeah.
Well, they knew. They knew I was going to kill them.
Yeah. And what did you do? Were you mad when they told you, or were you just like, at that point, were you like, eh?
Yeah, but I still, you know, I still will think about it, and I will.
You'll do something.
Do something someday.
Maybe like you'll take, when you're in the nursing home, y'all are in the nursing home together, you'll take your colostomy bag and just dump it over one of their heads.
I'm too busy now with kids. But yeah. Yes.
Yeah. This podcast is going to be Exhibit A in the like quadruple arson trial of Zeb after he like 10 years from now burns all the houses down to get payback.
Well, that's all we have time for right now.
Yeah,
it's 15 minutes.
We'll do it again.
All right. This has been fun. This has been Zeb and Blake on Humans Being Humans.
See you guys.
Thank you, Zeb. Funny as usual. Zeb is a real name. Zebulon.
Zeb.org.
Yeah, zeb.edu.
I want to see if that's something while you're talking.
Oh, okay.
Zeb.org. Okay.
All right. It is now time for the Simply Human Tip of the Week, something you can start doing today to become more healthy human. And this is a simple one. We're not going to read some weird dog-biting article. This one is very simple, and it's something that I'm about to do. We're recording this very late at night, and I'm about to go get my cup, and I'm going to put some ice in it and some water in it and a slice of lime. And I have this awesome cup that will keep ice for like an entire like decade. And it's kind of like a Yeti, except better than a Yeti. And I'm going to put it by my bed. And when I wake up in the morning, I do two things. I start streaming the ticket out of Dallas right when I wake up. And I'm going to drink that cup of water. And that is going to start my day off right. So the tip of the week is that. Like, put water by your bed. And drink it right when you wake up. You get dehydrated when you sleep. That is a well-known documented fact that your body goes through water when you sleep. And so try that. And then and then that will, you know, let that sort of prompt you to do other things in the morning, the kind of setting up your environment, setting up your day to get off on the right foot or the left foot, just depending on whatever foot you put down first out of bed. So drink water first thing right when you wake up. That's the tip. Are you going
to
do it?
That's a solid tip. I think I might try to do that.
Okay. You probably don't have...
Because I don't do that. The first thing I do when I wake up is start drinking coffee for like the next 2 hours. So I should probably drink some water.
You think it's... Has it been weird with your schedule change, like as acclimation and all that? Like,
it's just...
Quickly?
It's strange driving in traffic and this time of day, but I'm getting adjusted to it. I'm falling asleep pretty quick and waking up and getting going. So yeah,
awesome.
It's not bad. We'll see how I cope with working 5 day weeks instead of 3 or 4 day weeks.
That would be such a weird. It's like, did y'all have block scheduling in high school? We had like Tuesdays and Thursdays were the long days,
yes.
And then that made the Monday, Wednesday, Fridays seem so short. Because like a 50-minute class after you do an hour and a half class, so this is like the opposite.
When I look down, it's time to eat lunch, and then I look down again, and it's time to go home. I'm like, wow, an 8-hour day instead of a 12-hour day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. So
all sorts
that will wear off eventually, and you know, pretty soon I'll be looking at the clock at like 1:30 in the afternoon. And be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Do you get to listen to the radio in the morning, or do you have to actually work?
Well, I have a partner, and we share an office. I have an office. I have a computer. I have a stapler. I have an office chair.
I have a stapler. You sent me a picture of your stapler.
My stapler. But like, he has a radio, and he likes music that that doesn't bother me. If you're a Dallas person, he listens to 102.9 and
mix.
It's pop music, so it doesn't. So yeah, he can have it. He's been doing this for 20-something years. So
really,
he can have he can pick the radio station. When he leaves, then I'll pick my own radio station.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, let's end the show. How about that? Go to the website simplyhumanlifestyle.com. As I mentioned, there on the website, the store page, there's the programming info, and you can email me any questions. simplyhumanlifestyle@gmail.com. There's a donate now button. Check out the nutrients on the in the store page. Just scroll down. There's the Alt Shift book. There is all sorts of stuff. Check me out on the Alt Shift podcast with Jason Seib.
Do you dress sock talk with Jason?
We don't. We don't do dress sock talk. No. We do a little cross talk at the beginning of the show, but it's nothing.
But you
guys
get down to business. It's not like me and you. I would like to see if we can do this sometime. Just have like basically talk about nothing for an hour. See if we could keep that up.
Oh my gosh, that'd be sick.
Just no guests. Just straight like what comes up.
That's like all I do. Like my whole life. So, that would be really easy. You can call us, 530-42-HUMAN. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, Snapchat, @SimplyHuman52. Like us on Facebook. Leave us a review on iTunes. So, that is going to do it for this edition of the Simply Human Podcast.
And remember, you realize that fart might only be about 72% gas. You're like, oh, God.
So, until next time, enjoy yourself.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.